336 in Elbox.
Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? Charlie Zelenoff. Real Charlie Zelenoff here, the boxer. Charlie Zelenoff. Undisputed champion. So now, in this radio, should make it at least 30 minutes, maybe go overtime. If I go overtime in the radio, all you got to do is just basically re-listen to it, and then you'll hear the whole thing, because I think it cuts off once it hits 30 minutes. But anyways, look, man, I'm still the best boxer in the world. I got some new training partners that I've been training with. It's just, you know, people, like, but mainstream boxing has always been a joke. Like, you know, I thought that guys like Billy Joe Saunders and Triple G, they suck, man. Like, I really want to beat them and expose them even more. They're not good fighters. I mean, like, it's like Barbosa, I'd say. I mean, Barbosa ain't shit. I'm saying for a TV guy, he was, you know, okay, decent. No, he wasn't good. He wasn't like, man, this dude's talented. No, he was decent. He was, you know, he wasn't bad. Definitely was not a bum. Good opponent, maybe. Decent. And I beat him with one punch. A fight. See, I always hear these stupid names. Barbosa would knock Garcia out. I mean, come on, let's be real. And I knocked Barbosa out with one punch in the ring. We boxed. You know what I'm saying? No, but I, like, one-hitter quitter, you know what I mean? It was an even more convincing win than Deontay Wilder. You know what I'm saying? Wilder threw back and all that shit. This dude didn't throw shit. I'm thinking, like, this motherfucker is in on Tecate. You got Eddie Hearn on ringside. You got all this, you know, he's a prospect for ESPN. He fights on ESPN. I think he currently does. And his only loss is to me. And he was listed on Fake Rec. Box Rec, Fake Rec, yeah, Fake Rec. It is. Come on, man. You got Logan Paul turning pro now? I mean, with pro with quotes? Come on. So now regular people, listen, I was right the whole time. That's why I'm making this radio. Floyd Mayweather Jr., you are an embarrassment. Thank God. And I repeat, thank God. Literally. Thank God that I knocked your dad out in the ring, Floyd Mayweather Sr. Now everybody knows I beat the better Mayweather. History, boxing history will remember that. As much as I dislike Mayweather Sr., he is a very cocky and arrogant old man. I'm not the only boxer saying this. I've had other people say the same shit. He got in the ring with me. And non-boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr., I mean, what the hell? He got plans to go back to Japan. He's going to pay some guy to take a dive or... I mean, I don't know. It's just ugly. So let's just stop talking about Mayweather. Sparks and that clown Crenshaw of his, I blocked them. I don't know. Just thinking that they said they were going to get me Tabidi, Andrew Tabidi. They said they were going to get me. I got a call from TMT today. They said they were. Now they're saying they're going to get me Devin Haney. You people are misconcepting, man. The only reason why I talk to these cats. I stopped talking to them is so I can beat them in the ring. If I have no communication with them, then how are we going to meet in the ring? How did I get the fight with Derek the Giant? How did I get the fight with Deontay Wilder? Me and Deontay talked on Facebook. Then Frank Stagg got involved as a middleman. We got it going. I hit him with a left hook. Wilder flew away. I put him on the ropes. I won. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's on video. You know, one thing I hate about, like, talking to social media people and shit is that we discuss the same things. Can we talk about, like, you know, shit that we don't usually talk about, maybe? You know, like, let's talk about, I don't know, like that when I beat the kickboxer. I posted today on Instagram. Kickboxer looks like Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, I bet you that guy can kick Manny Pacquiao's ass. And if not, then I would put Manny Pacquiao on the canvas with one fucking the wind of my punch would beat Manny Pacquiao. People, to all you listening to this, there's some people out there. I mean, now I think everybody knows I'm 6 feet tall. For those of you that see me in real life, I mean, don't I look? Somebody said I look taller. With shoes, I'm 6'1". My official height, like, okay, I take off my Nikes or my Reeboks or whatever the fuck I'm wearing, my Jordans, you know, and then I'm 6 feet. With shoes, I'm 6'1". Yeah, I'm tall. But BoxRec has me at 5'9". BoxRec is now letting Logan Paul get a commissioned license. I mean, fuck, if he can, he is, like, literally, so what's next? Is it Mayweather Jr. versus Tempo? The guy that I beat down with 33 punches to one. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, as soon as I retired, boxing has took a massive hit, like, you know. No, but this is a semi. No, I retired like completely, but I'm saying I'm gonna come back. Obviously, fuck yeah. I mean, now I'm getting the itch. Obviously, I wanted, you know, take the year off and spend time with my fiance. You know. Oh, by the way, man, Camilla, she wore stockings in front of me, like Christmas stockings, like G-strings. She looks so sexy, man. My wife is the best, man. I love her so much. 4 years together, anniversary coming up. Yeah, okay, after my anniversary with Camilla, January 16, we got engaged. After that, or before that, probably after, I'm going to get my 337th pro win in box. I'm going to go to the ring. I'm sure there's going to be some guys there that are down to fight. You know, and somebody's going to step up. We're going to put on gloves. We're going to do everything mutually, just like I did before. And then I'm going to win and upload the fight. That's same. I'm going to upload it while I'm in the ring. As soon as I connect on him, he's going to quit. I mean, he's going to either drop and get knocked out or just quit. Yeah, if the opponent fights back after getting hit, then I'm gonna knock him out. I'm gonna win. Anyways, after I win my next boxing match, it's gonna be all Porter right away. Yeah, in the ring, these schizophrenic cocksuckers on the internet, there's nothing they can do. They can't do any kind of shenanigans. They're hater shenanigans, what they used to say. You know, yeah, hater shenanigans. Yeah, that's the thing. Now, coming from a real true champion like myself, do not accept fan mail. Fan mail with hater mail, like, even if it's a legit fan, no, do not accept fan mail. I'm telling you, just saying, man, these people are insane. They're fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? And but yeah, like, the fights when I beat Southpaw Sil, Anthony Thompson, those are the fights that should be talked about. Enough with this Wilder clown. Wilder is a bum, dude. Look what happened, like, when I in the ring fight, like, I hit him one time, this guy flies away, and Tyson Fury is super overrated. I mean, I saw his bag work, and not impressed at all. I mean, how can you be impressed with a 6'9" guy? Fury, if you listen to this, we should get it on, man. I'm not trying to disrespect you, because you disrespected me. Look, Tyson Fury, Shannon Briggs was on the live with me. Countless times, man. Countless times. Do you understand it? Like, all of you motherfuckers talk and you're cool and you shake hands and you give these weirdo handshakes to each other. And no, it's good to have sportsmanship. Yeah, definitely. I've done that. I mean, it's not the season to shake hands right now, but you know what I mean. Like, you get what I'm saying. But not to the extent that you guys do it to. You. It looks like it's like not every fight, but some fights look staged. Where, like, you're kind of looking like the knockdown. Yeah, anyways, you know what I'm talking about with Wilder. But, anyways, Wilder dropped him for real one time, and the second one was obviously fake. I mean, you could see. So if Wilder can drop you once, then I can drop you twice. You know what I mean? I hope we do the match. Man, currently at 180 right now at heavyweight. No weights in underground boxing, Fury. You bet I'll show up to the ring and beat you. That's the fight I want the most, Tyson Fury. See, another thing I want to talk about. When you hear people saying, like when I talk about, Mayweather Jr. is a clown. I mean, he's not a real fighter. I mean, I don't care what the media says about him. He is not a boxing champion. I'm the only boxing champion in the pros. But when you see people, well, here's what I want to say. When I'm talking about, like, yo, guess what? Dream Clown and Sparks have called me, and they talked to Junior on the phone, which they did. Now, don't make Junior's not a big deal. I'm a big deal. I beat Floyd Mayweather Sr. Anyways, when you hear people saying, yeah, Charlie, beat his ass, get the better of him, knock him the fuck out, show him who the actual pound-for-pound goat is, which is you, obviously, and he knows that Floyd knows that. But anyways, physically show him in the ring. He backs out. When you hear guys in the chat room coming in saying like shit like, oh, no, champ, he's too small for you. No, don't do it, man. Those are Mayweather fans. Yeah. Those are either Charlie Mayweather fans or just straight-up Mayweather fans because they don't want to see their favorite fighter or one of their favorite fighters get fucked up in a ring. Simple as that. Yeah, like legit fans, they come in like, yo, I want to see you destroy that clown Fury. Tyson Fury, no. You've made more videos about me than I made about you. Let's just put it that way. Literally. You made like an hour video about me. What are you, starstruck? You want an autograph? All right, well, look, man. I've seen your pad work. I've seen your heavy bag work. And not only am I not impressed, but I'm in shock. I thought you were stronger than that, man. I mean, being 6'9", obviously you're not going to have the hand speed. You're slow, but you could at least be powerful. But you don't even have power. You don't have power. You don't have speed. How are you going to beat me? Now, I mean, you're ducking me, but I'm 6 feet 180, man. But what? But is Charlie Zelenoff? Is that it? Oh, okay. Now I understand, Fury. Well, if you can promise me, maybe if you can sign in a contract that after I put the hands on you and knock you out cold in the first round, you're not going to put a gypsy curse on me than the fighter's on, man. It's a done deal. Tell Frank Stay to set it up. I don't care what Frank Stay thinks of me. He knows I'm a great fighter. I don't care. If Frank Stay can make this fight happen, if you listen to this, hey, Frank, you see what happened now? All these TMT guys, you were right. You were right. They're just regular people. I knew that from the start, but I've told you that. Frank Stay can make it happen like he did with Wilder. That's it. He doesn't even need to come to the fight. All he has to do is just, I mean, really, Fury, we don't need Frank Stay. He could just watch it. I don't talk to him. I don't know. I mean, because it seems like he's more on your side than on mine. But look, regardless, Charlie versus Fury, I'm telling you, since 2015, since I was overseas, since I was fighting overseas in Ukraine, defending my title, different country, world champ, Fury, I was like closer to Fury at that time because I think at that time he was in England, yeah. So I called up somebody from his family who's currently alive and somebody like his uncle or his dad or somebody who picked up the phone and started cursing me out with like a British accent and shit. You know what I mean? And all I said was like, can I talk to Tyson Fury? Then I called him again like a year or two later. Hold on. Then I called him again like a year or two later and he picked up, like, the actual Tyson Fury picked up. And I told him that, hey, man, you want a box? It's Charlie Zelenoff. And as soon as he heard, he knows my voice. And what a coward. I mean, and then he goes on the internet and makes these sarcastic videos, and then you got these delusional fucking, literally retarded with capital letters, with a capital R, retarded people saying, hey, man, Tyson Fury gave you respect, man. No, he did not. No, he never gave me respect, man. If that's what you think, if that salad video, I mean, sorry, not salad video, that's a shot, I made fun of him with that one. Whatever the hell he was eating, he would be eating punches in the ring if he fought me. Anyways, and that video that he made about me, if you think that's respect, you haven't seen respect, man. You know what I mean? Like, let me tell you about respect. I told you, when I was like, I've been a boxer for a long time. I've been a boxer my whole life. I was born a boxer, but I'm saying professionally, I've been boxing since 2004. And at that time, I was not on the internet. I went on the internet like 2006, late 2006. Yeah. So, but anyways, and when I had homies, you know, supporting me, like when I turned pro in boxing, because when you turn pro in the most vicious sport in the world, you need a lot of support. You need a lot of like positivity. I didn't even see negativity at that time. You know what I mean? It was just a lot of people around me. Every time people heard the name Charlie, you see how these fucking retards treat me? Like, Jeff Mayweather interview, Charlie Zelenoff about fighting me. He smiles and giggles. Hey, man, was Mayweather Sr. smiling and giggling? No, he got punched 30 times in the face. You know what I mean? I understand, yeah, you know, I got a sense of humor. You know, I'm a pretty funny guy sometimes, but I'm not that fucking funny. Yeah, I'm a boxer. I'm a champion. You know what I mean? Put some damn respect on my name. No, there's been. If my opponents are giving me more respect than you know the viewers, then something's wrong with you, man. Shannon Briggs messaged me and said I'm the best boxer. You know what I'm saying? He did. I got the messages. Is he still in my inbox? So, yeah, shut the fuck up, dude. Stop making fucking videos about me. Stop making these little troll fucking 2007 videos. Like, dude, it's 2021 on the rise, man. Damn, it came out. So, like, 2021 on the rise, coming up. Horrible 2020 about to end, and then 2021. I mean, we're in 2020 going to 2021, so. And I'm coming back, by the way, announcement. I am coming back to boxing next month. You will see me in the ring next month on video. It's super difficult to get an opponent. No guarantees, obviously. Well, actually, no. I'm going to guarantee a victory for January. Yeah. I'm going to step up. I have training partners. They'll step up, dude. There's this training partner named JR. His brother is supposed to be my opponent. A lot of guys are overseas right now. Maul, do a heavyweight boxer named Maul. Another heavyweight boxer from Kentucky. There's some good contenders out there, but they're just, I don't know. It's like I said, 2021, everything's going, the dust should settle. I should have at least like 10, 15 wins next year, you know what I mean? And all recorded, especially now. Especially now, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, what I said earlier in the radio right here about Tyson Fury, that's the fight I want the most. Mayweather's completely like, come on. I mean, if he's going up against this Logan bum guy, I mean, that's just embarrassing. I mean, I'm surprised that he's doing this shit. His own fans are saying, come on, dude, this is embarrassing. Like, yeah, he's hey, what did I tell all of you? When I knocked out Floyd Mayweather Sr., obviously the superior Mayweather, as we can all see now, Mayweather Sr. is a bum, right? I'm not giving him credit. But he's better than Mayweather Jr. He's not that good. He's okay, look. You want me to prove that I beat the guy's ass and literally I dropped him. I fucking outboxed him. I literally pot-shotted the shit out of him better than Mayweather Jr. did to fucking Arturo Gatti and what's his name? Not Mickey Ward. Fucking Ricky Haddon. Who the fuck is Ricky Haddon? I knocked Floyd Jr. and Ricky Haddon out 2-1 like I did to them motherfucking army dudes. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, and to the Fury fans, that was something I want to say to you. For those of you that think, oh, come on, but Charlie's, you know, natural middleweight. Yeah, I beat Deontay Wilder with parentheses. Don't forget that at 160. Anyways, natural middleweight, now he's light heavyweight, and he thinks he can beat Tyson Fury. I don't think, I know. For those of you that think, oh, my God, what the fuck, he's going crazy. He wants to fight Fury. Fury cannot punch. I would demolish him, dude. David Goliath, more like Charlie versus Goliath, motherfucker. Charlie versus Fury. We got to make this shit happen. Enough with the promotion. I told you in the video on Instagram, fuck promotion, fuck ticket sales. You got plenty of money, homeboy. I hit the lotto with my wife. I got the hottest wife in the world. You're rich. Tyson Fury, you got money? Great. Let's fight. No more excuses. We don't need Don King. We don't need Eddie Hearn. We don't need any of these retarded fans, haters, whatever, bandwagoners, whatever the fuck. Me versus you. This is it. Mano y mano. No excuses. See, the problem with boxing nowadays is that you get call-outs, but the fights don't happen. The thing with me, when I call somebody out and they agree, it happens most of the time. I called Derek out, beat his ass. I called Wilder out, beat his ass in the ring. I called Mayweather called me out, I still beat his ass. I called Mario out, beat his ass. By the way, Mario, great prospect. Prospect. No, I think he's a little more than a prospect. I think he's like, I think Mario's a top slugger. Top fighter. Well, yeah, top slugger. Top fighter, yeah. Top slugger. He's a bit one-dimensional. He's not a great boxer, but he's a very good slugger, decent, good puncher, but not good enough, man. Like, the thing is, Mario, what he showed in that fight was a chin. He just kept getting hit chin and the forehead. He showed the ability to take a punch. Like, look at this shit. Like, I'm connecting on them, you know. See, like, we're exchanging, you know. Like, if you're watching the fight right now, like, let's say you listen to my radio or whatever, and you decide to go watch it. Okay, whatever. If you decide to watch the fight whenever you got time, I'm connecting on Mario. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, he lands like one right there, and then bam, the right hand and all that. I hit him with the right hand, right? See, I memorized that fight in my head. I remember every punch. He rushes at me, and I hit him. Then he hits me, and then I just go bam, 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 bam. Just for every one punch that he landed, I landed like four, five, six. You know what I mean? And that body shot wasn't shit. I came right back, jabbed. I jabbed him in the face multiple times. And then I just knocked him out, man. Yeah, I'm the greatest boxer in the world, man. You know? Oh, I know that. It's just like, I got a ton of respect, man, from people that I never thought I'd get respect from. I mean, and now let's talk about overseas fights. I remember there was a time when I would win bouts in only LA and Las Vegas. And then, this dude named, fuck, Scott Campbell from the UK. I believe that's his right. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened to those guys, but he later admitted I beat Wilder. Anyways, I forgot what I wanted to I'm the best pound for pound king. I'm so lucky, man. I got the hottest wife in the world, man. Like, just like every time I see, I show that I played my cards right with Camille. I'm keeping her private, and I'm keeping her physically. I put a ring on her. She's mine. Like, every time she sits on my lap and I hold her in my arms and I kiss her, like, I mean, I married my dream woman, Camilla, you know what I mean? I got engaged with her. When our wedding is, I don't know. I put a wedding ring on her. I love her, man. You know, what can I say? I was with her multiple times this week. I mean, yeah, I mean, we kiss on the lips 24/7. I mean, that's some serious shit. I mean, that's my wife, man. Now I know why I left the Ukraine. Holy shit, now I know why. First, I was before I met her, I didn't know why the hell I left, but now I do. I definitely know why. Camille is my destiny, man. The most beautiful, sexiest girl in the world, man. And not subjectively speaking, but realistically and objectively speaking, Camilla, my wife, is the hottest woman on the planet. Just look at that ass. Like, her ass is so big. My girl's ass is so big that that thong, those panties are like about to fall, like literally fly off. I mean, that's how big my fiance's booty is, and I'm proud to say that I can touch her ass. I'm proud to say that I can touch that booty whenever I want. You know what I mean? Everybody can touch their girl whenever they want. Yeah, well, yeah, but look at my girl, man. I got a supermodel, man. Come on. You know what I'm saying? The definition of a supermodel is a girl that looks just beyond amazing, and that is my girl. You have like these so-called, just like the fake boxers. I saw before I met Camilla, like, I saw like some skinny bitch on Sports Illustrated, man. She was not even that hot. And I'm thinking, like, man, look at my girl, man. She got the curves. She's, you know, beautiful, skinny, like flat stomach, huge ass. I mean, you've seen her body, amazing body. Fucking nobody has a body like that. You know, I just fucked her on Friday. Yeah, I mean, like, you can't hate on that shit, man. No, there's been people that said congrats, but you know how many congrats I got in like, outside of the internet? Can't hate me forever, man. I got the most beautiful girl, 4 years together, forever, literally forever to go. I'm gonna spend my whole life with her. She even told me that. She's mine forever. Undefeated boxer, coming back to win by knockout. I mean, come on, you can't hate on that. You know what I'm saying? Haters have said all kinds of shit. They said that I'm delusional. They said, and then the same guys that said I'm delusional boxed me and got knocked out. So who's delusional? They are. I'm the GOAT, man. I'm better than Muhammad Ali. Go watch my goddamn training, dude. Those punches are faster than anybody. I wasn't joking when I said I'm three times faster than Roy Jones, man. Who the Roy Jones? Three times? I'm probably more than three times faster than him. But no, based on his last fight, God, come on, man. Roy Jones, turned into a complete bum, dude. I mean, I never thought that he was that good. Well, maybe when I was like a kid and I was like, what, 10 years old or some shit like that? Hold on. Begging me on this Earl Spence shit. No, there's nothing special about him. I think he sucks, actually. I'd beat him easily. I don't know. That's my response. I'm very, like, competitive. Like, if you're going to ask me about a rival, I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'll beat him. I saw this, like, clips of this Garcia crap. I'm like, what the fuck is this? These guys are not good, man. No, I understand that you're bored. You know, Charlie's the best boxer. The best boxer is currently retired. Despite an announced comeback, you know, I'm not coming back tomorrow, you know what I mean? Like, there's no boxing match tomorrow. Unless Devin Haney knocks on my door with Floyd Mayweather or something, I don't know. But something I wanted to ask you, delusional, derelict, trolls, haters, whatever. So how does it feel that I'm happily married, engaged with Camilla? It's on video, man. It's on video, my man. How does it feel that I proved you wrong in every aspect in life? How does it feel that Shannon Briggs got clowned on video? Like, every time, he looked intimidated. He looked like, damn, like, what if I actually have to box this dude with a, you know, referee and all that in the ring, you know, how I did with DeJean? Yeah, I would have beaten Shannon Briggs had he not forfeited. And I counted the forfeit as 335, so... Yeah, I mean, I don't know what more to say. I mean, like, I beat Wilder, I beat Mayweather, I beat Derek, I beat DeJean, I beat Jill Zavala, I beat Kevin Luka. That was a massive win. I mean, the way I beat the shit out of him, that was, like, arguably my best win ever. I mean, the, like, uppercuts, like, I hit him, bam, 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 hook after, like, four hooks in the head I punched Kevin Luka with, then four hooks and then seven uppercuts, 11 punches to zero, straight up. Annihilation. And my next fight will look no different.